Brad Meltzer is the New York Times bestselling author of The Inner Circle and other bestsellers including The Tenth Justice, The First Counsel, The Zero Game, The Book of Lies, and now The Fifth Assassin. He is also the host of Brad Meltzer's Decoded on the History Channel. Brad's best-selling nonfiction books, Heroes for My Son and Heroes for My Daughter, are collections of heroes, from Jim Henson to Rosa Parks, that he's been working on since the day his kids were born. He's also one of the co-creators of the TV show Jack and Bobby, and is the Eisner Award-winning author of the critically acclaimed comic book Justice League of America. Welcome, Brad. So nice to have you with us again on the Book Report.
Always good to be back.
Well, introduce us to Beecher White, the hero of The Fifth Assassin.
Yeah, you know, Beecher is not the best fighter. He's not good with guns. But what he is he's smarter than anyone. And he's smarter than you, and he's smarter than me. So when he sees this dead body and finds this dead body, you know, he's an archivist who works in the National Archives. And he sees this dead body and notices in the door there's a little hole that's drilled into the door. And he says, wait. He remembers, you know, it's odd, because John Wilkes Booth, when he killed Abraham Lincoln, drilled a little peephole through the door to make sure he knew where Lincoln was. And then he notices in the umbrella stand a piece of wood. And he knows that also, oddly, that John Wilkes Booth used a piece of wood just that size to bar the door when he shot Abraham Lincoln. So while the police see a crime scene, Beecher White sees a recreation of one of the greatest crimes in American history, the death of Abraham Lincoln. And I think that is who he is as a character. He's as nerdy as can be and as smart as can be. And I love that his best weapon is his brain.
So the premise of The Fifth Assassin is this, that, as you say, there have been four presidential assassinations, but Beecher White believes the killers all may be linked.
Yeah, well, what he sees, you know, what the real plot of the book is a serial killer meticulously recreating the crimes of all the presidential assassins from John Wilkes Booth to Lee Harvey Oswald. And you're exactly right. Instead of being four lone wolves, he realizes that they're all working together for the same secret cause over the course of a century. And he's working his way up to be the fifth assassin by working to kill the current president.
So the fifth assassin is the second installment of the Culper Ring trilogy. But what is the Culper Ring?
Yeah, the Culper Ring, you know, George Washington used to have his own secret spy ring back during the Revolutionary War. This is all real. I didn't make this up. And I remember saying, I did some work with Homeland Security, and I said to my friend at Homeland Security, wouldn't it be cool? It was made up of just regular, ordinary citizens. And Washington picked regular people because he said no one will look twice at them, so they could pass messages secretly. And I said to my friend at Homeland Security, wouldn't it be cool if you found out George Washington's spy ring still existed to this very day? And he said to me, what makes you think it doesn't? And I said, that's where I got the plot for my book. So I began with The Inner Circle, which was, you know, and you can read The Fifth Assassin on its own. It stands alone. But obviously, you get to see where Beecher goes, and you get to see him take on the serial killer who's recreating these presidential assassination crimes.
Now, something else that you said was true is this Museum of Health and Medicine, and you visited it in researching the book. What kind of collections does it have, and can anyone visit?
Yeah, you know, the reason that the book came about is because, you know, I do this show on the History Channel called Decoded, and we have a lot of fun with that. But as a result of the show, no one gets crazier email than me. No one gets sent more, you know, wacky stories. Someone sent me the Holy Grail, brought me the Holy Grail at a book signing once. But sometimes you get someone who's, you know, really got something amazing. And a friend of mine, who's a longtime reader, said to me, Brad, I work at a museum in Washington, D.C. that almost nobody knows about, and you have to come see our collection here. And I said, well, what do you have? And he said, well, we have the bones of John Wilkes Booth, we have pieces of Abraham Lincoln's skull, and we have the actual bullet that killed Abraham Lincoln. Would you like to come see it? You better believe I wanted to go see it, right? I was like, you got it, I'm there. And when I got there, I saw they didn't just have artifacts from the Lincoln assassination, but they had some from the other assassinations as well. And that's when it just really got me thinking, what if you did have these killers? And the collection is amazing. He opened up a drawer and, you know, I said, what's that? And he says, that's the bones of President Garfield, who was the second president ever killed by an assassin. Then he opened up another drawer and took out a jelly jar that had a spongy material in it. And I said, what's that? And he said, that's the brain of Charles Guiteau, the man who killed President Garfield, the second assassin to successfully kill a president. And any man that hands you a brain, that's the person you want to invite to your party, right? He's going to be fun. But where the book really came from, and to answer your question, yes, anyone can go see the bullet that killed Lincoln. You can go see the pieces of Abraham Lincoln's skull. You can't see these things in the back. They're part of their archives. And some of them, they don't even know where they come from. They're just part of the collection over years and years that people say belong to different assassins. And one of them, he had one of the assistants, she handed me a piece of leather, like when you buy a new couch, a new sofa, and they give you a swatch of leather to see what color your sofa is. And I said, what's the writing on this? Because I could see some faint writing. She said, oh, that's the tattoo. And I realized tattoo, what I was holding was not just leather, it was someone's skin. And I said, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But what I saw on that skin was a red diamond. And here's what I love. This is how my brain works. Like you see in a deck of playing cards, a red diamond like that, is I know that when Abraham Lincoln was killed, every detail is known about the moment he was shot. The only detail that's not known is how John Wilkes Booth got past the White House valet. And famously, John Wilkes Booth walked into the front door of Ford's Theater, ran into the White House valet, an employee who worked for the White House, and this is the moment, right? He can change history if he just stops John Wilkes Booth at this moment. And at that moment, John Wilkes Booth hands the White House valet a mysterious card. And to this day, the only detail that is not known about the Lincoln assassination is what is on this card. And some people say that it was his calling card or a business card, and I know back then business cards used to be used as playing cards, because playing cards were blank on one side, you'd put your name on the other side. And I started thinking, wait a minute, you got a playing card that I can link to Abraham Lincoln's killer, and now I can potentially link a playing card with a red diamond on it to the second killer. What if they all are working together? And here's obviously where the fiction takes over, but now I suddenly have the plot for the book, that all I have the thread that I can weave through my mystery.
I think Nico is one of the most memorable bad guys in fiction today. How did you think him up?
You know, it's funny. Nico is, people, I love you for saying so. Nico is one of my favorite characters to write. And he's a presidential assassin who did not succeed. And he's in an insane asylum. I mean, he's at St. Elizabeth's, which is where they keep John Hinckley. And Nico, for all his craziness, you know, he talks to the last person who he killed. So he literally talks to a first lady who died books ago. He talks to dead people, but Nico speaks the truth. He almost always speaks the truth. And I think that's why he's such an interesting character. I will say he's the one character that my wife says to me, when I read this character, that's when I feel like I don't know you anymore. And that's when to me, personally, as a writer, I know that I'm doing hopefully a good job, when you start to freak out your own wife.
Yeah, he's the one bad dude. Another thing that really impresses me and all your fans is the pace of your writing. How would you tell an aspiring writer to develop that skill?
You know, I wish there was an answer, but to me, it's just what I write what I like to read, and I like to have the pace go quickly. I don't want to be bored. I want to be not just entertained, but I want to be on the edge of my seat. And there is no magical secret. It's just a matter of, of making that plot really work and making you, most of all, care about the characters. If you care about the characters, the plot will move. And don't never forget that characters are the best plot.
Yep. Page turners. One of your glowing reviews comes from President George H.W. Bush. And he said, Brad, is a real storyteller who keeps us all on the edge of their seats. And he's helped you with some of the research. How did you meet him? And tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I got one of the best fan letters I ever got in my life, and it came from former President Bush. I had gotten a letter from President Clinton years ago when he read one of the books. This one came and just said, President Bush said that he liked my novel, The Millionaires, and could I send him a copy? And I was like, sir, you know, you're the former president. I'll send you a free book. and, you know, to me, that was obviously very, you know, I felt very lucky to get that letter. And he's helped me research three different books now, and it is pretty amazing to have that, be able to ask him those questions. Because those, you know, I can make up whatever I want. These are mysteries and these are thrillers, right? But we all know, Elaine, that there are only a few people on this planet who know what it's like to live in the White House when someone's out there trying to kill them. So I got to go to former President Bush and be able to ask, you know, are you scared of that moment? And his answers and what he told me helped inform my president in the book. And so when you read The Fifth Assassin, you don't just get what I make up, but you get what a real president, it really does inform me. And, you know, I think we all think of what assassins have in common. Our presidents have some things in common, too.
When can we expect to see book three in the Culper trilogy?
It takes me about 2 years because I need to do massive amounts of research. It's always about the research for me. You know, one of the things I found in this book I got to play with this Camp David. And we've all heard of Camp David, right? The Camp David Accords, and we know those things, but what we don't know anything about the place. What actually goes on there? And I found that it's really like a second home for the president, and they can go there and they can go golfing and they can go skeet shooting. They can do all these fun things. But the best perk of Camp David is simply this: there's no press allowed. And so they can go there and actually relax. But one of the things that I was happy to find is that there's a secret tunnel that runs below Camp David.
All right. Well, what other projects are you working on right now?
You know, we just announced yesterday, in fact, that we're going to be doing a new children's book series of all things about American heroes. You know, people who know, I write nonfiction, too. I did Heroes for My Son and Heroes for My Daughter, a collection of heroes from Rosa Parks to Jim Henson to Mr. Rogers, of just 50 heroes and their stories for my kids so that they can see who real American heroes are. We're going to now do an illustrated children's book form. So the first one's going to be I'm Amelia Earhart. And then the next book you'll actually see will be a book for Decoded. We're going to do a Decoded book, counting down the top 10 conspiracies throughout history.
Well, Brad, I love this book, and I'm waiting for book number 3 in the trilogy. Thanks so much for joining us today.
So appreciate it, Elaine. Thanks so much.
Alrighty, bye.
Take care.